In the aftermath of Libya's revolution, an estimated 200,000 militiamen are spread across the country's towns and cities, controlling large parts of the country. The militias form a parallel state, and the central government has virtually no power over them. William Lawrence is an analyst who just returned from Libya.
You have communal clashes, you have militias fighting over control of airports or smuggling routes, you have militias shutting down oil production facilities, you have kidnappings.
Prime Minister Ali Zidane is among those recently abducted. His brief detention underscores Libya's post-Gaddafi turmoil. More mayhem is expected now that the Prime Minister has alleged he was the victim of an attempted coup.
All these actions were ordered by a political body inside our government. All it wanted was to topple the legitimate government.
Protesters are accusing the Prime Minister of having tacitly approved the U.S. capture on Libyan soil of an alleged al-Qaeda operative. And anti-American feeling is rising. American commandos snatched Abu Anas al-Libi off a street in Tripoli earlier this month. U.S. officials say he was one of the most wanted terrorists. Al-Libi was indicted more than a decade ago for allegedly planning the deadly 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
The United States of America will never stop in its effort to hold those accountable who conduct acts of terror, and those members of al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations literally can run, but they can't hide.
Al-Libi pleaded not guilty in a New York court and possibly may possess significant information about al-Qaeda. Karen Greenberg directs the Center on National Security at Fordham University.
And so I think he's considered a very valuable source and resource for the United States right now.
Al-Libi's capture infuriated Islamists in Libya, who are calling for the government to step down. Despite the lawlessness, some analysts point to Libya's well-educated population and an overall desire for stability and rule of law. Manal Omar directs the North Africa program at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
So Libya, although has had challenges, although has bumps, has incredible challenges when you talk about militias and security, has moved incrementally forward.
Still, analysts predict it could take a decade before Libya can become a stable democracy. Robert Buell, VOA News, Washington.